when we're hurt, when somebody has treated us in evil or in a way that we don't like. So you can lose the dwelling of Christ, but you cannot lose the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Some believers, people, will never experience Jesus Christ dwelling in them. I hope I didn't shock you. There are some people who never experience true human love, even though they're married. There are a multitude of people who are married, and they never experience what marriage is about. They experience the physical manifestations, and maybe in the bedroom, and maybe in life, and maybe in the kitchen, and maybe in rearing the children, and in the sharing the bills, and in going through the sufferings, and going through disasters, and going through happinesses, and going through things together, and all these types of things, but never experience a love relationship of a husband and wife. There are others who do. Okay, if that doesn't shock you, then this didn't. There are many Christians who are saved who will never experience this. Never experience Jesus Christ dwelling in them. And to me, this is a great tragedy. Great tragedy. This is a great loss. And if you're not going to experience some wonderful things of love in a marriage, don't get married. Stay single. You're alone, but let me just tell you, it's better to be alone. I've learned from one half of it, but then talking to people other, it's much better to be alone than to be alone with someone. So here we're dealing with something to me that's just a great tragedy. A lot of Christians are really concerned about not sinning, but they're never concerned about Christ actually dwelling in them. And let me just tell you right now, he isn't going to dwell or not dwell in you just in reference to you not doing some sins in the image of the flesh. There's something far richer than that. Far richer than that. And this is a tragic loss in a life to have lived your life and never experienced this intimacy with Jesus Christ. And you're not going to if you don't experience an intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Because the intimacy with Christ is going to come about as a result of your intimacy with the Holy Spirit. If you have an intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you're going to have this intimacy with Jesus Christ. How does Christ indwell our hearts? Crucial question. If we desire Jesus Christ, then the great question is, how is this going to happen? Okay, look what it says. So that Christ may dwell in your heart, he tells us how. Through faith. We have a preposition, dia, plus the genitive, pistis, that's the word faith. You have this construction by means of faith. By means of faith. Now, what's the object of faith? Because we're well acquainted with the fact that faith must always have an object. You don't just say, keep the faith, brother. That doesn't mean anything. Faith must have an object. And what's the object of our faith? In context, it's the Holy Spirit. Now, this is where we'll take up next Tuesday evening. But look with me at John 14. I just want to whet your appetite when we get back to, as we move through John, back to John 14. Let me just show you some things here that are really wonderful that await us in this study. Now, in our passage, let's just jump down. Let's jump down to verse 18. Jesus Christ speaking in the upper room, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold me no more, but you will behold me because I live. You shall live also. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father. Wow, this is all confusing. He's going to come to them, but he's going to stay with his Father. I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. We'll have to look at what all that means, but look at verse 21. He who has my commandments, and what are they in context? Faith and love. Actually, love and faith.